Good win, mate.
Yeah, it was a great win. Really pleased to be 3-3 now, which is a better start for us than it was this time last year. Having said that, we realised that, you know, there's some areas last night that we weren't that great at, but yeah, you certainly take the 4 points.
They were pretty impressive, GWS, and a couple of things went differently for them with execution. It could have been a bit of a different story.
They had a lot of scoring shots, had opportunities in the game to get in front, and certainly their contested ball work, and they're extremely hard football side. They go really hard at the footy, and they spread really well. So they're an exceptional footy team that I think is going to win a lot of games this year. And they showed last night that they're going in the right direction. I thought at stages we were able to match them and fight back, which was really pleasing. Just a great win for the boys.
Did you boys talk about, I guess, getting off to a good start, considering how last season ended? Was it important to get momentum early?
I think it wasn't necessarily spoken about in terms of getting off to a good start. We just wanted to make sure that we trained really well in the pre-season, prepared really well for what was going to be a really tough year for us in terms of making sure we back up each week and play quality football. So it's pleasing that we're able to sort of start the way we wanted to start and play the sort of footy we want to hopefully play for the rest of the year.
Massive challenge, Fremantle coming up next. So that'll you looking forward to that one?
Yeah, I think they're one of the benchmark teams this year in the competition so far, the way they've played their footy. Their midfield is absolutely exceptional. They're some of the best players in the game there, and obviously one of the superstars of the game in Padwich down forward. So, yeah, it's going to be a massive test for us going over there. We enjoy travelling over there. We get over there pretty early in the week. But, I think all the guys are already talking about how excited they are to get over there and challenge ourselves against one of the better sides in the comp.
A chance to play on Anzac Day is pretty special as well. You got to play in the game against St Kilda a couple of years ago. That must be a bit of a thrill for the players.
Oh, obviously it's a massive honour to play on such a historic day for Australia, and the guys really get a bit of a kick out of it. I think we've played a few Anzac Day games in the past. Amazing experience being out there for the pre-game stuff, and I'm sure the guys will really look forward to it when they get out there.
Buddy last night, no, he's showing no signs of slowing down in his second season with the club. What did you make of his performance?
Yeah, an absolutely super game last night. Had a great pre-season. Did a lot more work this time around than he did last year, and he showed with his pressure, his work rate, he's starting to pay off, and he's starting to get a fair bit of reward for it.
Personally, your fault. You must be really happy with the way you've started. It's always good to get off on the right foot.
It's early days. It's nice to, like a lot of, a lot of our midfielders sort of play consistent footy, and there's a group of four or five of us in there that really want to make sure we set the tone and go about our business every week and try and play consistent football. And we're really pleased as a midfield group over the last three or four weeks that we've been able to stick to our structure and play the way we want to play. So really important, that we try and do that for the majority of the year.
Speaking of the mids, massive task against Fremantle's midfield, which is, arguably up there with the very best.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say probably the best. Foss, probably the best player in the game. I mean, Mundy's not far behind him. And they've got Lachie Neal, who's an absolute gun as well. So adding Barlow and even Stephen Hill and a few other guys, and you've got probably one of the best mids in the comp. So massive challenge for us. We're really looking forward to it. And, hopefully we can put in a good performance.
One of the big talking points during the week was Goodsey relegating himself to the seconds. What did you make of his decision?
Oh, I think, with Goodsey, I think it was just a calculated one. He wanted to make sure he gave himself the best opportunity to make sure he was match fit for the coming rounds. And, there's been a lot said, but there's absolutely no doubt that he'll play some football this year for us, and he'll be an important part of the team at some stage throughout the year.
What's your reaction to this? A lot of people have been saying that it was time for you to hang the boots up. What do you and the teammates think about that?
No, not at all. I mean, the way he's trained in pre-season, the way his body is, the way he played towards the end of last year, he's clearly going to be an absolutely vital member for us this year. Whatever role he plays, he's an extremely important part of the footy club, and there's no way he should have hung the boots up at all, in my opinion. And we just can't wait for him to hopefully, put his best foot forward. And as I said, I think he'll be certainly a valuable member of the team at some stage throughout the year.
What did the boys make of him playing in the twos? Because he hasn't done it for probably about 17 years was the last time he went out.
Oh, it was something a bit different for him. From all reports, he went really well. But it just shows you the caliber of the man to go back and keep a level head and help the young guys out, also play good football. And then also come down throughout the game and trying to help the senior boys and making sure they were doing the right things as well. So, you know, look, he's an incredible leader, an incredible bloke, and, you know, we hope that he continues to put his best foot forward.
So we got round and got involved in the game day yesterday?
Yeah, you know, he was helping, you know, the leaders out, the midfielders and the forwards as well. So, you know, he was outstanding.
Might be a few photos there.